Door County Media Group and the Door County Daily News. I'm Tim Coles. It's time for another Y Wednesday. We're joined right now by Michaela from the YMCA. And Michaela, happy Wednesday. Happy almost September, the way that we're working here. It's kind of hard to believe that the summer's almost over.
I know. It's kind of crazy that we're kind of coming up to fall and back to school time and all that stuff. But thanks for having me.
But the nice thing is that we're not too far outside of summer because mm-hmm. there's still golf outings to be had, including the one that the Door County YMCA is hosting. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we are hosting a golf outing at Max Walton Braes in Bailey's Harbor on Tuesday, September 8th, and that is our Tee Up for Kids golf outing benefiting the youth programs at the Y. So that event is coming up. We are still have registration available. It's always a fun day, and personally I love to golf in the fall, so you know that early okay. September, like, it's good weather, it's not too hot. I'm thinking it's going to be a good day.
It should be a good day. What are some of the details with it? How many holes? What does it cost? Things like that.
Yeah, so it's an 18-hole scramble. The shotgun start will be at 2, and we'll have check-in starting about 12:30, 1-ish. But for a foursome, it's $300 per foursome or $75 per person. Is how that comes out to be. And that includes your 18 holes of golf, your beverages out on the course, and then a dinner buffet afterwards. And that dinner buffet is always really fun. You know, I don't know exactly what's on the menu this year, but we have all kinds of silent auction items and raffle baskets, and it's just a good time to hang out after a round of golf. So if you aren't a golfer and you just want to come for the dinner and the raffle and all of that,
or you stink at golf,
yeah, then you would you can sign up and just do a ticket for dinner and be a part of that for $25.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. And if people want to sign up for that, how do they do that?
Yeah, they can do that either by going on our website, doorcountyymca.org, or by calling the Y, and the number there is 920-743-4949. And the deadline to register is next week, September 1st, because this outing is coming up quick. So.
And for people in the community, obviously, as the temperature goes down, sometimes the need in the community goes up. And the Door County YMCA has a couple of opportunities for people not just to donate, but if they need it, it's there as well. Tell us a little bit about the community cupboard.
Yeah, so we are running just started recently, our community cupboard in partnership with the Door County Food Pantry Coalition. This cupboard has, you know, non-perishable food items, shelf-stable items like cereal, rice, tortillas, granola bars, pancake mix, peanut butter and jelly, all kinds of stuff. And then we also have some items that, you know, are refrigerated or frozen. So I know we have cheese and we have, you know, meat and salmon. Like, we have quite a wide variety of things available. So our cupboard is located currently in the Sturgeon Bay Program Center. And the hours for that community cupboard are Mondays from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. or Wednesdays from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And, you can stop by, get a little bag of things to help get you through the week. This is a really great new initiative, and we're really happy to be a part of the Door County Food Pantry Coalition and kind of partner with them on this.
And can people in need, can they just kind of show up and take what they want? Is that how that works?
Yes, exactly. So show up during those hours, and you can, fill a little bag. No questions asked. You know, wherever we meet you where you're at, you don't have to explain to us your situation. It's there for you if you need it.
And on the flip side, if people want to donate to the community cover, maybe they scored a good deal on cereal, or, hey, sometimes kids, you buy granola bars and you don't like them for mm-hmm. whatever reason, or they get you sick
yeah.
because of allergies and something like that. Yeah. Can they donate it directly to you? Should they go through one of the other food pantries in town?
You can do either. You can donate them to the Y, and if it's, a large supply of things, we'll share it back to the Food Pantry Coalition, or donate straight to the Food Pantry Coalition, which is hosted through the Door County Community Foundation, and they'll disperse among the various pantries based on need, too. So two different ways to donate to that.
And sometimes the same people that need the food, mm-hmm. they also need clothing and stuff like that too. And luckily the Door County YMCA has got that covered too with their community closet.
Yes. Yeah. We have our community closet, which is, all, personal hygiene products and things like that. And right now we're kind of in a low stock of items. So I do have a small list here of things that we're really looking for that we've seen that people are really in need of lately. So those include shampoo and conditioner, toilet paper, deodorant, men's and women's, body wipes, not baby wipes. Body wipes are more of a like washcloth type thing versus a baby wipe. Body wash, floss, and dish soap. Really, any personal care products we will take, and that helps, bridge the gap for someone that may be in need. So we are currently looking to restock that a little bit, and it goes hand in hand with our cupboard, right? If you're in need of something, no questions asked, you come in and we'll have something available for you.
I think the unique thing that you and other people are at, if you walk by the community closet mm-hmm. and the cupboard is, I think sometimes that need could be out of sight, out of mind. Mm-hmm. There's no dodging that. When you see the supplies go, you go, wow, there's a lot of people in this community mm-hmm. that just needs a little hand up.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And the Y is happy to be able to be a resource and part of these groups that meet this need in this community. So, if you're interested in donating or if you're interested in, if you need some support, reach out. If you want to stop in and, stock up from the cupboard or the closet, anytime we can help you.
And when people donate to the community cupboard and the closet, do you want them to kind of put it in there themselves, or do you want them to bring it to the front desk and then you can kind of organize it the way that you want it to, or how does that work?
Yep, exactly. We'd prefer any donations to come over the desk, and then we can split them, like I mentioned, with our community closet, we have that available both in the Sturgeon Bay Program Center and the Kane Center. So based on which branch needs, more of anything, we can take it one place or the other. And then with the community cupboard, like I mentioned, we'll take that in, stock it in our area, or if another pantry in the coalition needs support, we can certainly send it their way.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you for your support of those in need in our community. And before we let you go, one last time, let's talk about the golf out and the Tia for Kids, just to make sure that people want to sign up for that, they know exactly how to do it.
Yes. Again, that Tee Up for Kids golf outing that's benefiting our youth programs is happening at the Maxwell and Braze Golf Course in Bailey's Harbor on Tuesday, September 8th. It's an 18-hole scramble. Shotgun start at 2. A 300 for a foursome. That includes your round of golf and your dinner afterwards. And if you just want dinner, that's $25 per person. So if you want to sign up, you can give the Y a call at 920-743-4949, and we can get you signed up, or you can go on our website and sign up there as well.
Well, Michaela, thank you so much for coming on in and celebrating another Y Wednesday with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tim.
You've been listening to the Door County Media Group and the Door County Daily News.